From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado has confirmed its first two cases of the Zika virus. The state health department says both people were infected after traveling to a Zika-affected country and have since recovered. The mosquito-borne virus is spreading rapidly through many parts of Latin America and the Caribbean and may be causing severe birth defects and a rare neurological disorder in adults. James Weger is a postdoctoral researcher at Colorado State University, where they're doing research on Zika. He says treatments could be adapted from similar viruses.
There are no antivirals available for any mosquito-transmitted virus, and there are some vaccines for mosquito-transmitted viruses. For example, yellow fever, which is closely related to Zika virus, has a vaccine, and now that vaccine is being used as a platform to make vaccines for other closely related viruses.
The mosquito that spreads Zika doesn't live in Colorado, but there is growing evidence it can be spread sexually. Scientists agree that a Zika vaccine is still years away. Colorado Springs is among the top picks on a new list of best places to live. KRCC's Dana Cronin reports.
The U.S. News and World Report put out the list and positioned Colorado Springs as the fifth best metropolitan area in which to live. The study took into account unemployment and crime rates, as well as quality of healthcare and education, among other factors. The city scored a perfect 10 on the desirability index, which is a gauge of whether people want to live in the area. Colorado Springs received an overall score of 7.4 out of 10. Denver topped the list as the best place to live. For KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.